Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We kick off this episode of Neon Jazz with one of the baddest cats out of Canada, tenor saxophonist, label owner, and one of the hardest working men in the jazz business, Corey Weeds, with the 2015 tune Snuff off his CD, Condition Blue, the music of Jackie McLean. He's well known as the founder and owner of Corey Weeds' Cellar Jazz Club in Vancouver, and he had a solid 13-year run there. It was one of North America's best jazz clubs, playing to masters like George Coleman, Jeff Hamilton, Louis Hayes, David Fathead Newman, and Dr. Lonnie Smith. But Corey is also known as a collaborator in his own right on the stage, and he's done it with many cats over his career. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to say about that collaborative environment.
You know, I have played with some people that are really fantastic musicians, but aren't that nice of people. That's not as good for me. It ruins the musical vibe as a listener and as a collaborator. I've met musicians that aren't as good as maybe some of the other people that I have an opportunity to play with, but the hang is so great.
Those collaborations featured icons like Joey DeFrancesco and Christian McBride. So the Cellar is now a record label that Weeds established, and he has put out close to 100 recordings. He also founded a new nonprofit organization called the Cellar Jazz Society, dedicated to fostering public education, understanding, and appreciation of jazz by presenting performances at public venues and educational institutions. Corey is a cat that has had his hands in many different projects and is always well-respected in all jazz circles. So look for new material to come out as both a solo cat and in a host of collaborative environments. And it's with that we welcome you to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves Canadian jazz up north and celebrates that jazz from all over the globe, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, itching to give you another hour of quality jazz music. And there was one cat that Corey spoke glowingly about that performed live at the Cellar, and we dig him quite a bit around here. This is jazz drummer and veteran Louis Hayes, next on the show with his tune Simple Pleasure off the 2014 CD Return of the Jazz Communicators. Dig it.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Corey Weeds, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was talented jazz pianist Aaron Goldberg with the 2011 song Mao's Blues off his CD called Unfolding. Downbeat magazine noted him for his quick-witted harmonic reflexes, fluid command of line, and cut-to-the-chase sense of narrative logic. That's pretty good. And this cat is a band leader and frequent collaborator with Joshua Redman, Wynton Marsalis, and many others. He became a jazz devotee in Boston during high school, and after spending a year in New York City at the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music, music. He enrolled at Harvard College and graduated magna cum laude in 1996 with a concentration in mind, brain, and behavior. A founding member of Betty Carter's famed and indispensable Jazz Ahead program, he continued his ascent performing in bands led by Al Foster, Freddie Hubbard, Nicholas Payton, Stephon Harris, and the great Mark Turner, among others. From the unmistakable voice of Miss Etta James, born James Zetta Hawkins way back in 1938. Here she is in 1961 with the tune, Love is the Thing. Ain't it ever?
What does it matter if we're rich or we're poor? Fortune and fame, they never endure. Oh, love is a thing. Love is a thing. What good is money if your heart isn't light? Here in your arms, I'm wealthy tonight. When youth has its fling, love is the thing. While others fight for power, we can walk among the flowers, knowing that the best thing in life is a thing that's free. Love for you and me. And even though our castles crumble and fall, we have the right to laugh at them all. For love is still king. Love is the thing. Others fight for power, we can walk among the flowers, knowing that the best thing in life is a thing that's free. Love for you and castles crumble and fall, we have the right to laugh at them all. For love is still king. Love is the
Hi, this is Anat Cohen, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
and the moonlight, closing your eyes, you fall into a dream, sudden stream.
That was the young British jazz singer and performer Emily Saunders with a cut off her 2015 album Outsiders Insiders with the song called Moon, and she's getting some great reviews. She burst onto the London scene in the early 2010s with her sultry Latin rhythms, classy songwriting, and a remarkable ability for extended vocal improvisational technique. That got her quite a bit of praise by both the niche and mainstream press. She was born into a musical family, and during her teens and her time at college, she cultivated a musical taste encompassing everything from old school soul and rock to reggae and ambient techno, and became particularly enamored with Brazilian jazz giants. sticking in that Britain frame of mind around here. Here's Britain singer, pianist, and songwriter Joe Stilgo with the 2009 song Secret Love off his album, a collection of classic love songs, next on Neon Jazz.
Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told the lucky star the way that lovers often do, just how wonderful you are and why I'm so in love with you. Now I shouted from the highest hill, even told the golden daffodil. But now my heart's an open door and my secret love's no secret anymore. Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told the lucky star the way that lovers often do, just how wonderful you are and why I'm so in love with you. Now I shouted from the highest hill, even told the golden daffodil. But now my heart's an open door, my secret love's no secret, my secret love's no secret, my secret love's no secret anymore.
Hey there, this is David Gibson, New York City trombonist. You're listening to Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz. Boom!
Thank you.
That was the jazz outfit called Partikel with the 2010 tune Cryptography. The group consists of three London-based musicians with very different musical backgrounds coming together to make music, mixing all of their favorite influences in a melodic, coherent, and accurate way. The music puts an interesting twist on the standard jazz format while still honoring tradition of deep harmony and creative improvisation. The band draws influences from the African and Latin American music combined with the style of the contemporary jazz scene. Now on their third album, String Theory, working with four of the UK's most sought-after string players, they continue to establish themselves as a dynamic and original addition to the European jazz scene. They perform at clubs and festivals all over the UK and beyond. And again from Britain, we bring you UK composer, saxophonist, bandleader, and educator Julian Argulis with his trio in tow with the 2010 tune Filthy Rich off his CD Ground Rush, next on the program.
Mm-hmm. this is Will Vinson, saxophone player from New York, formerly of London. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMeo.
Thank you.
That was the Beats and Pieces Big Band with the 2012 cut Jazz Walk off the CD Big Ideas. The band is led by composer and conductor Ben Cottrell, and they see themselves as a band that happens to be a big rather than your average big band. They're an extremely tight-knit bunch, meeting as students in Manchester and growing up and developing musically individually and collectively within the city's exciting scene. First playing together as Beats and Pieces in 2008, today the 14 musicians know each other inside out, socially and musically, and this familiarity is in part as to what sets them aside from a lot of the other big bands out today. And these cats are influenced as much by Michael Jackson, Bjork, or Radiohead as they are Duke Ellington, Gil Evans, or Loose Tubes. Keeping the British jazz vibe steamrolling on, here's British jazz saxophonist and composer Andy Shepherd with his quartet in tow off the 2015 CD Surrounded by the Sea with the tune Medication. Dig it. Thank you. That was British jazz saxophonist and composer Andy Shepherd, joined by his quartet with the song Medication. We bring things to a close here with a cat from the States, right out of New Brunswick, New Jersey. This is jazz pianist and keyboardist Dave Kakoski with the 1994 song E. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man full of ABCs, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you, so drop us a line. Let us know what you think. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.